Talk about heartwarming stories. This kid, C, a white American boy, writes a letter to the White House how he mows lawns around his neighborhood, and boy howdy, would he ever love to mow the president's grass. So the president's staff seizes right on this as a photo op bonanza and invites the lad to come to D.C. and use the official push mower while Donald walks alongside the 11-year-old exclaiming how the entrepreneurial go-getter is the future of America. I listened yesterday to the future of America explain how he was happy his letter would no doubt open up doors for his burgeoning enterprise. The future Warren Buffett wanted to charge his usual $8, but his folks talked him into doing it for free. No doubt a tax write-off. Call me cynical, I guess, because somehow I didn't care for the idea of turning this into a publicity stunt. Give me a paperboy, maybe, delivering the dailies door-to-door. Give me a Kool-Aid stand on the sidewalk in my old neighborhood. But don't tell me this kid is what I want for the future of America, some pre-adolescent hustler who probably will, by the time he's 14, be hiring illegal immigrants for his chain of landscaping services. Don't get me wrong. I give the kid some credit for mowing lawns at 11. I do wonder about his folks letting some tyke loose in the hood with a machine capable of chewing through his $100 Nikes right into his barely formed feet. My dad wouldn't let me near a mower until I was nearly out of high school. Said it was too dangerous for kids. I guess I think maybe he had a point. Donald, well, I doubt he cares about some kid's toes. If I were a petty person, I'd ask if the White House filled out a W-2 for the kid, maybe a 1099. But I'm sure the future of America probably works under the table.